Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Will you still need me when I'm 64? What a musical question to start us off this week. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. The Fab Four get it going this week, Jeff. And I guess Sir Paul knows the answer to that question now.
Well, he does, and I think we know the answer to that question as well.
And what would that be?
That would be, this is our 64th show.
This is our 64th show, and I thought that was appropriate to start off the 64th show. But actually, Sir Paul knows the answer to that question now because the British courts love him, the British fans love him, and I think he still gets worldwide acclaim. And his last piece did pretty good. You gave it a good review.
It was well done. He still knows what he's doing. I think it's one of those things that he'll keep doing what he does well, whether he's 64 or 84, and when he finally gets tired of doing it, then he'll quit. Age is no number.
Not for Sir Paul. No, age is not a number for him. Actually, this brings to mind, and I don't know the answer to this question, so of course we'll immediately be in trouble, but Ringo's a bit younger, isn't he?
Yes. I'm going to say that. You're right, and of course, the real Beatles fan is not here right now. When this does come on the podcast on Ivory Towers, does go up and people hear it, then I will be reprimanded severely for not knowing this. But I believe Ringo is a couple of years younger than Paul.
Well, maybe we'll have the answer coming up in a little bit because, you know, Jeff, it's one thing to start with Beatles. And one good Beatles deserves maybe more good Beatles?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Lay down for surrender to the void. going. Don't be sad that I'm going. Don't be sad that I'm going. 'Cause I live tonight. Can you give me that friend without a soul to sell along the way? The devil rides with me again. He always says everything's okay. And maybe I'm losing sleep over nothing. Maybe I'll be just fine. He tells me away. He tells me I'll be just fine. He's in my blood. He's thicker than love. He seems so important, and you keep fading. And though we are falling stars, we feel just fine. And though it seems we're not far,
anymore on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. The third song in a very Beatlesque three-song set. We started out with the Beatles' John Lennon, Tomorrow Never Knows, from Revolver in 1966. In the middle, Bell X1, Natalie, from 2006, off an album called Flock. And Rick, I know because you arranged this, I know you knew this, but that Beulah album is entitled Yoko. And, of course, the first song in that set was a Lennon song. Well, you were thinking ahead there, weren't you?
It did occur to me. Other things that occurred to me was amazing what something cut in 1966 still sounds current, still sounds experimental, and still is influential.
You know, it's funny because when you talk about the best Beatles records, generally people mention the White Album, generally people mention Sgt. Pepper. I can make a case for some of the early ones, Meet the Beatles and so forth, Beatles 65, because so much on there changed pop music. But if I really had to pick the ones that I think were the most influential, it would be Revolver and Rubber Soul, just because they stand there in the middle and show that the Beatles were not going to be pigeonholed. They were going to do what they wanted to do. They were going to be experimental and interesting and innovative.
lots of backward masking and other techniques on that that show up later in Pink Floyd and other progressive bands looking at the Beatles. And certainly the Beatles were the first ones to do all of that in 1966. So
showing up in Pink Floyd, they're still showing up today, 40 years later.
Indeed.
I mean, sometimes, you know, some of the music, some of the more, some of the indie rock kind of stuff that we'll play on here, I mean, they're still doing that today. Do you think those kids know where they're stealing it from?
Well, some of them do, and some of them may be stealing it from the second or third or fourth generation from the Beatles. But you see, and we have done this before, played sets of songs that seem to have a lot of Beatle influence, but that may be one of the first times we actually put the Beatles in that set, so you could actually, as part of the musicology, actually hear some of the connections. And I guess I would be remiss if I did not ask the question that has been hanging since our first opening of the show, but do we know how old Ringo actually is?
Well, actually, I was going to say that.
Oh,
okay. I was going to save that as a tea, and our listeners would be worrying about that until the end of the show, and then I would, at the last minute, ride to the rescue.
Okay, so way down at the end of the show, for those of you who we have to entice, hang on and we'll tell you how old Ringo Starr might be.
And actually, if you're tired of me playing silly games like that, you can send us an email, and in fact, we get many emails, and I was remiss in not mentioning that Tomorrow Never Knows was a request, and we love to play requests here on Ivory Towers Radio because it's not just about the music, but it's about the music that our listeners want to hear. So if you do have a request, you may send us an email. The email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, TOWERZ, all one word, @att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue. Got Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl. Love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. But oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. My Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl. I want you, Peggy Sue.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, there's actually an album called The Crickets and Their Buddies, which are many famous country rock musicians covering Buddy Holly. Clapton's on that. Rodney Crowell was on that. I stumbled across this, a studio outtake from 2000. And, you know, sometimes when you think Clapton's going a little in one direction that perhaps he shouldn't go in, you listen to a song like this and you wonder, and you don't wonder, you know that the man's got it. He's still got it. He's had it for 40 years. He'll always have it.
It's amazing. And talk about people that should not be pigeonholed. Eric Clapton likes to do what he likes to do, and sometimes he gets into niche and genre music, roots music, and other times he's right out there in the mainstream and only one of the very best guitarists ever.
And that'll start an argument for us if we want to start ranking guitarists, huh?
I don't know that we want to rank guitarists. I mean, a lot of people get into that. There was a show not too long back where we rambled off half a dozen great guitar names, and I think Clapton was in that bunch. Let's just say he's among the all-time greats.
I don't think anybody will argue that. And Marlo agreed with that completely.
Marlo and Rosie, too?
Rosie is a big Clapton fan, although I have to admit, Rosie is, in this house anyway, Rosie much prefers Jimmy Page to almost to all the rest of them.
Wow, in that house, someone who likes Jimmy Page.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, that's why Rosie is my favorite dog when I come to visit your house. So we know what the dogs think about the guitarists, Rosie and Marlo, Jeff's dogs, for those who haven't been around these parts and listening. And the dogs haven't been around for a few weeks, so we welcome them back and tip our hat. And now we say more music. On the other side of this cross-promotional announcement, please stay around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7. I hear the train a-coming. Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget, show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivory towers with a z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivory towers radio. That's towers with a z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Thank you. Just let it hang, America.
Mars Radio, where it is all about the music. That's called American Gangster Time off of Elvis's, I don't know, a week old new album. I won't even try to pronounce it. M-O-M-O-F-U-K-U.
Momofuku.
Ah, you're much better with languages than I am, Rick.
And that is Elvis Costello and the Imposters, because I think Elvis buried you there in the mix, Jeff.
That would be, well, we've been doing so well, and of course I had to screw up. Yes, that would not be the attraction. That would be the Imposters, his new band. We started out that set with Janine Wilson, a D.C. Singer, a song called Queen Bee from 2000. And in the middle, a Norwegian fellow named Sondre Lerche, a song called Phantom Punch from 2007. From the album of the same name, who toured with Elvis last year, Rick, and I'll just throw this in for no particular reason, but young Mr. Lerche, the Norwegian, was born in 1983, by which time Elvis had been recording for about 7 years.
Certainly some influence there from Elvis, but I would also say, Sondre Lerche, listen to that, and you also hear that second or third generation of Beatles listeners. Right there.
And I think, as you and I know, and I'll pass this along, Elvis has been trying to remake the Beatles pretty much since Armed Forces in 1979. And one of these days, I think he'll get it right.
Well, he's done a good job. His collaboration with Sir Paul McCartney, I think, were some of McCartney's best solo releases, and not his greatest, but some of his best in a handful of them. So,
I was going to say, as long as we're throwing this sort of information out there, Elvis's bass player in the Imposters, the record is called Momofuku, but Elvis Costello's new bass player in the Imposters is Davey Farragher, who started out in Cracker, which was an American, I guess, post-New Wave band that showed many Elvis Costello and the Attraction influences.
Another band that we admire and like. I have to say that I haven't heard enough of that new release, but the few songs that I have heard, that band just bristles with energy. And American Gangster Time could be something right off of this year's model.
Steve Naive has learned a trick or two about playing the organ. You know, it's funny, I mentioned last week about Elvis that he's been kind of trying not to be New Wave since Armed Forces, and I think he just better give it up and just accept the fact that Dylan will always be a folk singer and he will always be a New Waver, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can do other stuff, but, you know, you do something well, take credit for it.
And you should take credit for turning me on to Janine Wilson. She's from D.C., and I did not know, and hopefully some of our audience liked that music too. Jeff is quite a music aficionado, as people here who listen to Ivory Towers Radio know, and maybe if we nudge him a bit, maybe if some folks send him some email, we might get him to write maybe a little retrospective about Elvis Costello and his career. Maybe with a little nudge we get him to do that. And of course, longtime listeners know he would write it and put it on the Ivory Towers blog. That's our companion blog to Ivory Towers Radio. You can join us for discussions of music, politics, lots of politics on the blog this week, as it well it should be in this very political week and very political time, 2008, the year of politics. But read our blog for politics, music, media, culture, sports, and much more. You can find us at http://... Ivory Towers, that's all one word and with a Z or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Well, your mother was there. June. Your papa was out of provide. So how in the world did the Exelon baby wind up in this hotel? So broken inside, you lie on your bed in the midnight darkness, listening to every sound, watching the shadows for anything moving and hoping they don't come around. Cause it's a dog eat dog and it's a cat bounce. Listen, watch your step and cross yourself and get back in the house. And it's a dog eat dog, let's push and shove.
Tony OK, Life in the Food Chain, Jeff's New Wave, Ivory Towers Radio, 1978, the title track from truly one of the great albums in the history of rock music. And Rick, every time I listen to that album, even today, 30 years later, I'm speechless. How did that guy know this stuff? How did he do that?
That song sounds perfect for these times.
Even Marlo, who's not a big New Wave fan, likes Tony OK. Tony OK, of course, is the stage name for a very, very intelligent, very clever musician named Steve Krikorian, who did several albums, New Wave-style albums, in the late 70s and early 80s under the name of Tony OK, mostly with studio bands. In fact, this band included Albert Lee and Garth Hudson. And the cynicism, the humor, the guitar riffs, honestly, I mean, what more do you need in a rock and roll record?
It's a great rock and roll record, and not many people actually know about it. It's a bit of a rarity. You can still find it around.
And in fact, that's why we play it here on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is about the music. Anybody can play the hits, Rick. We play the stuff that's really good.
We play the great stuff. We know it. We do. And I was just nosing around before the show, and apparently Tony O'Kay has a release from, I think, 3-4 years back. So he's got something relatively recent out that I haven't checked out yet. So maybe we'll have that on a later program.
We look forward to it. I would be looking forward to it, and I have seen that. I'm just trying to figure out how to work it in, because when you have Tony O'Kay, you have to find the right spot.
Well, it has to be angry enough, and Elvis kind of set us up for that.
Exactly.
Might be some time for some more angry sounds.
Sky above the sage and the thorns, the rocks and pines were humming an old familiar tune. His hard black boots came crunching up this gravel road. He saw the house a mile away. The moon was just setting. The nights were darker then. Lights in the living room. He could recall that the TV was on, but not if anyone was watching. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Kindness was always outside his grasp. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the world. The door wasn't really locked. The fireplace was burning. The room exploded like a bomb, but all in slow motion. Icicles hung from the roof. He remembered someone weeping. Though it was sticky on the rug, he just kept on walking. He never closed a door. He never turned off a light. He left things pretty much the way they were after he did what he did that night. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Kindness was always outside his grasp. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the world.
Here's a first for Ivory Towers Radio, a posthumous dedication. I want to dedicate that set to my longtime good friend, Greg Weiss, who has passed on to the great beyond, lo, these many years, a good friend of mine from junior high school on, who was just a huge fan of the band X, the LA band X, from that second wave of new wave hardcore punk that came out in the 1980s. Greg was just a huge X fan, and so there is X from their debut, starting us off with Los Angeles. If you've ever lived in Los Angeles, Jeff, you know that song does hit the mood. And then we also heard from the two, probably twin pillars of what made X different, angry, and unique in its own way, John Doe and Xene Cervenka, that middle cut from John Doe
from a release from last year, Meanest Man in the World. And finally, wrapping it all up, Exene Cervenka and her new group, The Original Sinners, with Good at Being Bad. X, certainly good at being bad.
It's interesting. We haven't played John Doe before, Rick, and you and I were just talking about that before we started today. One of these days, we'll get to everybody we need to play on this show, won't we?
We sure will. We have not played X before. We have not played John Doe. We have not played Exene Cervenka. There's just a lot of great music. And when we come to you only for about an hour and 15 minutes to 90 minutes a week, it's going to take us a while to get to all the great stuff. And we also want to slip in new music. We've had new music in this particular show, and we'll have some more newer music later. But it's good to hear what John Doe is doing now. And I'm guessing that he is very influential in what they call the punk folk music movement. And that's a good example, I think, of that.
That song, could that song have been Meanest Man in the World? Could that have been any darker?
No, we've had certainly great examples on this show of light and dark. And as we know, life is not one nor the other all the time. It's a blend, sometimes gray, but sometimes you're right there in the dark stuff. John Doe has found a way to deal with it. We've got more music like that, more garage music, more interesting music coming up right after this public service announcement. Stay with us.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Asking, but I'm always scared. night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay.
White Stripes, Astro. On Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, the White Stripes, certainly an Ivory Towers favorite. And we were speaking earlier in the show about great guitarists. Well, Jack White of the White Stripes, certainly one of the great new guitarists on the scene. We started off the set with Dinosaur Jr.
Almost Ready from their 2007 release, and in the middle, a request for the Kings of Leon, southern group, I believe, out of Nashville, with Molly's Chambers, both from their first EP and also their first full-length release by request, as noted.
Well, Rick, before we get to my favorite part of the show, which this week ends the show, should I mention that my guess was correct and that Ringo is 2 years older than Paul?
2 years older, not younger.
No, Ringo was born in 1940 and Paul was born in 1942. Isn't that what I said? Did I say the opposite?
I think you said the opposite.
Oh, Lord, I am in big trouble. That's all I can say.
Well, at least we have corrected ourselves on the same show as opposed to what we used to do is have this rolling set of corrections every week. We've learned a few things in 64 shows, have we not?
I think so. We've learned. Don't say anything unless you're going to look it up and then look it up and write it down.
So that's my apology because I put us in that territory from the start. But it is amazing. Ringo Starr, really 68 years old?
Yep, that's apparently the case. Assuming the All Music Guide is correct, it says he was born in 1940.
Still looking good, sounding good. And I heard he was going to tour this year.
That's still hitting that drum kit exactly the way it needs to be hit. Go figure.
Well, your favorite part of the show has lots of drum kits being hit very hard.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Now
Drowning Pool on Rick's Metal Shop this week with their latest, that's Enemies, from their latest Full Circle. Jeff, that is a Dallas metal band on their third singer now. Their first singer, unfortunately, died of a heart attack after their first big release at the beginning of this particular decade. Drowning Pool, certainly a bit of a controversial Dallas band.
And why would that be, Rick?
Oh, well, not just the tragedy with their lead singer, but their association with one particular porn star, if not various porn stars, and then just the revolving door of singers since that tragedy. And their biggest cut from 2001, I believe it's Bodies is the name of the song, has a particular lyric, the bodies hit the floor, and a lot of folks asked not to have that particular tune played after September the 11th for a variety of reasons, although I'm told that Drowning Pool is a very, very popular band among the troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan, maybe for other particular reasons that particular song takes on new meaning in those places, as we know.
And once again, you have found a metal band that I know nothing about, and you've answered several tough questions about them. You are the guru of heavy metal.
Or the jack of metal, or whatever we've named me multiple times on this particular show. I sort of like the jack of metal. That has a particular ring to it.
Yes, from now on you will be referred to as the jack of metal.
The jack of metal. Well, what can we do? And we've done a good job this week of tipping our hat each way, because you tipped your hat our way with Janine Wilson, a singer from Washington, D.C., who I had never heard from before, and she's a good new find. And my tip of the hat back to you with a metal band from down your way in the Big D, the Metroplex.
I have to see if anybody here knows them.
Well, I hope they do, because if they're not, they're missing out on some really good metal.
I will pass this along to all of the metal aficionados that I hang out.
Do you even have one?
I want you to know that there are actually a couple of people I know, adults even, who like metal.
That's
not the only one.
That's true. You have recounted a person or two. So the handful of metalheads that you know, let them know about Drowning Pool. If they don't, down there in the Metroplex, let them know. Well, thanks, Jeff. This has been another great one. And thanks to our fans for putting up with us as usual this week.
And thank you for the request. And send some more in.
So thanks for joining us this week on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for co-host Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.